This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Roth on the phone right now, April 12th at the Tractor Tavern here in Ballard. A three-hour extravaganza. I am talking to a freaking guitar legend right now on the phone with me. And, man, it's an honor to talk with you. And we're stoked to see you back in the Northwest. How are you doing today, Uli?
Doing great. I'm here in England, you know, looking out of the window on a semi-chilly day with my cats.
Okay.
And that's it.
Are you a cat guy? Is that?
Yeah, actually, I am. Yeah, I definitely am, you know. I've got nine of the critters.
Nine cats. Yeah. Wow, that's
amazing. Yeah, well, sometimes we had more, you know. We adopted several outdoor cats, you know, that kept coming around. And yeah, when you're in the countryside, you know, and you've got a large garden, then it's not such a big deal.
That's amazing.
I just love them.
So you live on a large garden. Are you into gardening yourself? Do you like doing that on your own time?
Let's put it this way. I'm not really a keen gardener, but I love gardens and I love having a nice garden. You know, so that's it.
Totally understand. So let's just jump right in and talk a little bit about this tour. So I was reading up on it, and it sounds a bit different than a usual, you know, rock and roll concert. A three-hour extravaganza. You got kind of you're going to be speaking a little bit about your new book. You're going to be playing some songs old and new. What makes this show different than your past tours, Uli?
Well, it is quite different because it is actually two completely different shows in the course of one evening. And the reason for this is that just before COVID, I had embarked on a world tour, and we had booked 70 shows for the States. And that was a one-man solo tour, you know, where I was basically just playing, solo with a large screen and doing all sorts of things. That tour got canceled, and so it never happened in the States. We played a few shows in Europe, but then COVID struck, and then the rest is history, you know, 3 years of no touring. So coming back to the States, I thought it would be a really good idea to pick up on that. But I also knew that a lot of people would like to see my band and hear the rock songs.
Of course.
So that I became known for. So I thought, well, why not do both? So the result is that we're the first half of the show, I'm doing an evening with Uli John Roth, and I'm playing more. Well, I'm playing all sorts of things there, you know, with the orchestra on the big screen, playing some from my Vivaldi's Metamorphosis, playing some Mozart, playing several pieces which I wrote for this tour.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm doing a little TED talk about my new book when I'm presenting it, like 15 minutes or something like that. So after that, there's an intermission, and then we're coming back with a full band, and we're playing, a lot of my earlier material from Tokyo Tapes, Scorpions, Electric Sun, a little bit of Jimi Hendrix, of course.
Yeah.
And so that's there's your 3-hour program. Plus, and before the show in the afternoon, we're doing a guitar seminar in the same place, also in the Tractor Tavern, for those people who are interested in guitar playing. So it's it's quite a circus. I'm bringing a circus, I hope it'll be all right.
I mean, okay, so I
imagine...
A
lot of diversity, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So I imagine that something like this would take quite a bit of preparation. Like, how long does it take for you to, kind of practice for this kind of, embarking on this huge...
The practicing is not really so much the point, because I know my stuff,
Fair enough.
I have to brush up on a few pieces in the solo set, which I rarely play. Like some of the Vivaldi's Four Seasons is quite challenging, to say the least. So I'm brushing up on that a little. Other than that, there's a lot of other things to prepare, because we're also doing a Sky Academy in Long Beach over Easter, 4 days. I'm also preparing for that. That's basically teaching. Mm-hmm. And, it's a lot of work that never seems to end. And I wish I would have more time to prepare. But it'll be all right, The missing links, I'll make them up as we go along. I'm good at improvising.
There you go.
If I have to.
Improvisation is I'm sure a strong point with you. So I'm curious about the early days. You're an innovator and have inspired so many people, but. What inspired you, did you come from a musical family, or what influenced you to pick up an instrument?
Musical family, yes, but there were no instruments at home,
Okay.
My uncle strove to be a concert violinist. My dad was very musical, I started out listening to the Beatles. Mm-hmm. That was really what got me into music when I was a young kid, and then eventually I picked up the guitar and did it myself and learned from the best, who were there at the time. There was initially Eric Clapton, and shortly afterwards, of course, Seattle's Wonder Child, Jimi Hendrix.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was a massive influence, and I learned so much from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Early on, thinking back to those days, what did your parents think of rock and roll?
My mom was very easygoing. And anyways, always, she was very supportive. And my dad had no problem with that. I think he was quite proud of that. He realized my guitar talent.
That's awesome.
They were very supportive. I never had any problems. I had wonderful parents and a really good childhood, quite unlike a lot of other people who... have lifelong scars. I got away with it without scars.
That's great, you know? Man. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So, Nowadays, you know, you have such a, you know, a rich history with music and everything. What keeps you motivated to keep, you know, changing things up and doing new things with your guitar and going on, you know, very interesting tours like this? What keeps you motivated?
It's like, I don't know. It's like an inner drive to be creative. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. You know, I want to explore new territories. And in order to do that, it's also important to stay connected to the ground that you've already covered, you know, which is what we do when we play live, you know, by the connection with an audience, or the interaction with live audiences, is extremely important. It's, you know, one of the number one inspirational factors. So, yeah, it's many things that keep me motivated. And it's a mixture of all these things. Also, there's a lot of unfinished business. You know, I've written a lot of stuff that I would like to bring to the stage or to the recording, particularly also orchestral stuff with orchestras.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, I just need to keep going, you know, and organize these things. So the touring is like a very important part of all that.
There is work to be done.
Yeah, too much. Sometimes I think, you know, I just don't have enough time to do it all. And then when I do something, sometimes I tend to take way too long because I may not be fully happy with the results. And then I just put it aside and I wait for some other time, you know. So some things never get finished, which is a problem. But there you go.
You got to train some of those cats to do some of the menial tasks, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they train you.
Exactly. Feed me now. The hot topic these days, and I'll just get your opinion on this, is you know, there's so much talk around AI and AI art. Artificial intelligence, of course, is what I'm talking about. What do you see for the future of this? Do you think there will be a point where people, you know, get lazy and rely on AI to write their guitar solos and stuff like that, and kind of just...
Well, in principle, I'm all for AI because it's just something that you cannot stop. It's a development that we are undergoing, and we are growing with it. I've used AI for, you know, for painting ideas, and I got some great results, which then I intend to, you know, do as oil paintings myself. So helping for foils and getting ideas. When it comes to music, I have very little experience. I don't really know what's going on. I know that there's a lot of AI music already out there. I would find it very, very strange if I got into that, because I don't really have a desire, you know, and I don't feel like I need any help from the computer to do that for me. And then that would also take the fun away, because my main thing is to explore new things. And AI may be good at doing more of the same, but really new things that haven't been done before, then maybe a long stretch. You know, we shall see. We shall see.
One thing about rock and roll and heavy metal music and the kind of music that you play is there's so much humanity and feeling in it that would strip kind of that. But I mean, you know, who's to say now?
Yeah, I mean, somebody told me, you know, a computer programmer who was very knowledgeable. He said, well, AI may be able to do write songs in, according to a certain style, et cetera, et cetera. But he said, your particular way is so unusual mm-hmm. and so unpredictable that AI would probably never come up with your kind of ideas. And I know what he meant because when I look back at my stuff, literally every song is different from each other. And every album I did was completely different from the previous one. So what I mean by that is I don't follow any patterns. You know, like a lot of artists mm-hmm. are quite happy to find the style when they're 15, 16, 17. And then they do that same thing to the rest of their days. And they do it well. Nothing wrong with that. But with me, I was never like that. I was never interested in that. I don't want to do create the same way. To me, it's always a new undertaking. And that's why when I write a piece of music, I never follow any traditional song structures. I'm always coming up with a new structure, which makes it quite often less than commercial, but more interesting to me. You know, to me, the way I write music is more like I'm creating little movies. There's always like a little journey there. You know, and my best things are usually around 10 minutes long, you know, so I'm not a Paul McCartney 2 minute kind of guy who can write perfect stuff in 2 minutes. You know, I write 5 songs in one and then that's my kind of thing, for instance, you know.
You got to make AI proof. I like that. I like it. Absolutely.
I think I probably am pretty AI proof. Yeah, I would be surprised. And then if AI comes and writes stuff exactly like I do and makes it sound like that, including the guitar, so be it. Let the best man win or let the best computer win.
There we go.
You know, it's the same like with chess champions. I mean, Kasparov was the greatest player. He was beat by the chess computer at some time. But then that computer can only play chess. Kasparov can do a lot more, you know.
So and, take that computer.
Oh. So it's fine, you know. It's fine. Let's see where the journey goes, you know.
Absolutely, man. I have one last question for you, Uli. So this is a bit unconventional question, but pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar.
I've only got one scar.
Okay.
And this is the weirdest question ever, by the way.
I love it.
How could you come up with this question? That's my question before I even answer it.
I just found that produces interesting stories, you know. I always try to think of unconventional questions, you know.
So. Well, this is an unconventional question, probably and easily the weirdest anybody has ever asked, but here goes, and compliments for asking the weirdest question.
Nice.
It's my scar is about 10 inches long. Mm-hmm. It's on my left side, and it's almost a year old because a year ago I had a kidney removed.
Wow.
Because I was suddenly and unexpectedly diagnosed with kidney cancer, and that kidney was pretty much ready to spread its message across my body. Luckily, it was found just before that happened, and it was removed. And now I'm a one-kidney person, living a pretty normal life, although good. I do look after what I eat and drink and I'm reasonably careful. So that's my story, you know. And yes, it was quite a shock when that came. Mm-hmm. Because I had absolutely not anticipated anything like that, nor had I ever had anything like that. You know, I've always been the quote-unquote healthy guy who thought he'd never end up in the hospital. Yeah. And there I was, you know, at death's door suddenly. Yeah, that was quite an interesting experience, I have to say.
Well, I'm so glad that you're healthy.
Who knows
now.
What it's good for?
Yeah,
I feel very healthy. In
That's
fact,
good.
I feel better than before. Yeah, you know, I have like 6 monthly checkups. The last one was all clean. The next one will be after the tour. Fingers crossed, you know, but I'm always aware, you never know that now having experienced how something like that can creep up on you out of nowhere. And the doctors don't really know where that came from. It's just, it could be anything. It could be genetic, could be this, could be that. You know, I was questioning it. I said, why? But yeah, nobody really seems to know. And so anyways, I'm not taking my health for granted.
Yes.
And, you know, so the clock may always be ticking. And I just want to, create as much as I can, because that's really what I'm here for, you know.
And you're here to spread the message and the gospel of Uli John Roth, man. April 12th at Tractor Tavern.
No, not the gospel and the message of Uli John Roth. You know, don't forget that. I hope I do spread some kind of message. But I see myself more as a a tool, somebody who's been. Who was inspired to say certain things and do certain things, you know, that I think are worth sharing. That's all.
Awesome, man. You know? April 12th at the Tractor Tavern, we will see you there. Uli, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.